Never had one lesson.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
What is going on in there?
And now we're nothing.
Just smoking.
Yeah. See, he's helping me. He's helping me with my overall. We're practicing our wind. I'm getting my reed wet. Because, you know, in a wind instrument, you have a reed. You've got to get it wet before you play.
I do.
So that's my story about the saxophone. Wasn't that interesting?
What?
Now that everyone's tuned out, we can get to other, we can talk about some real stuff now.
Yes, I got the new degree in vaginoplasty. If you have, you know, need a little trim up or a tighten up, let me know. Yeah, it's like going to the salon and getting your hair cut. Only it's major surgery, and you'll have many stitches. So now that you have a king bed, is there room for a third? I'm just wondering out loud
in my own head. Technically, there is.
But so I was like, okay, I got to go find another pickup artist type that we can highlight. Okay. And I have found our man for the more mature crowd out there, for the over 50 crowd.
Oh.
This is...
He's targeted?
You want to just get right into it? And we can just go for it?
Jump
okay. Let's meet Frank. Here we go.
What is going on, everybody?
Whoa!
Whoa! What's going on, everybody? I've been taking steroids since I was 27 years old. And I just did 2 lines of cocaine, and I took some Red Bull right before I got out of here.
Woo!
Woo!
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
I just like a low horn in the back that goes bump, 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 bump. I like that low horn, yeah. It's like it's a trombone. It's your trombone. No, it's a tuba. That's what it is.
It's a tuba on. Yeah, everybody gets a tuba on.
I don't know if everybody in the audience knows this, but I was third chair saxophone. The 1993 St. Pius wind section.
Wind section?
Yes, and I was in the wind section because I was full of wind. And it took a lot of hard work and dedication to get my alto saxophone to be third chair.
How's that going for you now?
There were 4 saxophones. I think the one guy had some chronic disease, and he was always out. So Mr. Poole, who was my band director, was begrudging. He hated me. Hated me. I never practiced. I never did anything. I'd regularly miss events that we were supposed to be to. Like, I feel like the high school football game was below me, so I was like, I'm not showing up for that shit. I'm going to blow my saxophone
like
at the high school.
That's your main concert.
Well, yes. That and the trip to Busch Gardens every year, which I did attend.
Right.
Just to let you know,
okay.
The Busch Gardens. And then we would do the graduation ceremony.
Uh-huh.
I was a freshman. And then we'd do, you know, in the sophomore and junior year.
Graduating
class. We would sit up there and we would play that fucking Ode to March or whatever it was. You know, dan, 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 dan. We would play that thing. Through the entire fucking ceremony, it seemed like all 300
just repeat over and over
all 350 53 people that got their degree, we would just repeat it and repeat it.
Oh.
And it was like, it was a long time, Holy. We're talking like 30, 45
yeah,
minutes of playing that same
graduation.
Damn song.
It's a long time.
Yeah. So we got in lots of trouble, almost got in lots of trouble, because me and my friend, who I won't mention here, he might not want that, but we were cigarette smokers.
Uh-huh.
And this was down at the museum, the High Museum in Atlanta, mm-hmm. where the real orchestra plays, right? In the Symphony Hall. And so we ran across the street. We grabbed a pack of cigarettes. We all smoked Camels because those were cool. But they only had, the only Camels they had were the unfiltered ones.
Ooh.
So while we were rehearsing before the show,
nothing
I know.
Nothing like smoking an unfiltered,
unfiltered cigarette when you're 15
you're to,
fucking years old and you're about to blow a
you're
horn.
You're about to blow a horn.
For an hour and 30 minutes. We ran up to the furthest bathroom that we could find. You got to remember, back then, people smoked inside sometimes. We went into the bathroom, and we were in a stall, and we were smoking these unfilters. And I mean, just like, they were just awful. And we got security.
What is going on in there?
And we were, nothing.
Just smoking.
Yeah. See, he's helping me. He's helping me with my overall. We're practicing our wind. I'm getting my reed wet. Because, you know, in a wind instrument, you have a reed. You've got to get it wet before you play.
You do.
So that's my story about the saxophone. Wasn't that interesting?
What?
Now that everyone's tuned out, we can get to other, we can talk about some real stuff now. I'm Brian. This is Chrissy Hoadley. We both dated MacGyver back in the 80s.
Yes.
Yeah, he could fix shit.
He was hot.
Yeah, he was. Harry Dean Anderson. He looked cute in those jeans. Uh-huh. The tight jeans that all the guys in the 80s wore.
Oh, yeah.
What were they called? No One Gets Between Me and My Stetsons. Is that what it was? Stetson jeans?
Those Stetsons were a brand.
Yeah, remember? But, what was her name? Brooke Shields? She used to wear Stetsons? And I...
There was like the Gloria Vanderbilt ones too.
Yeah, I didn't. Wasn't that highbrow? I had the Stetsons with the whip on the as the logo.
Yes,
my mom bought Levi's and Levi's only.
Hi, Brian. I got you some Hawaiian shorts for your roller skating party tonight.
But Mom, it's February in Chicago.
Oh, I thought it looked good with your roller skates.
I was bound and determined to go to that roller skating part, to a roller skating party where a girl that I liked was there. Love it. And the couple skate and the all skate.
Yeah, backward skate.
Skate races. Remember the races? Mm-hmm. I just thought I was the baddest skater on the block. And I came downstairs with these Hawaiian shorts that my mom had bought. Like literally they had this Hawaiian pattern on them. They were more like a bathing suit.
Right.
It's February in Chicago. And I'm like, I thought it was the coolest thing ever with this mesh t-shirt.
Oh, a t-shirt. Mesh. Yeah, like a see-through mesh?
Yeah, see-through mesh. It was the
Were
thing
your
back in the
popping through?
My little yes, my my petite little preteen nipples. Yes, Hoadley, you're sick and disgusting. And I got to that place and everybody just had a howl and a hoot. Yes, at Brian's Hawaiian shorts.
You were the entertainment.
I was. The Hawaiian short, it really what my mom explained to me afterwards was it wasn't that you looked bad, Brian. It was just that the Hawaiian shorts didn't go with the black roller skates.
Oh, that was it.
That was it. That's why everyone didn't like
that
me.
That was it.
I think everyone just didn't like me. Welcome to the Commercial Break Podcast. If you're here for the first time, welcome aboard. If you're joining us again, thanks, I guess. And www.patreon.com/ depending on how you look at it. The Commercial Break is where you go to catch the Friday episode. So become a member of Patreon and you will get a Friday episode every week, a full episode. We've been doing this now for a couple weeks. We have some people that are Patreon members and we appreciate all of the support. And
yes, thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Danny. Danny, my brother. We appreciate it. I got a notification last night that Dan Green is now a Patreon member. And I was like, I kind of feel a little bit bad about my brother being a Patreon member. Like, I should probably give it to him for free. I mean, I did share the show with him for free, but he insisted. He's like, I want to support the show. I want to support you. You've been wanting to do this for a long time. You've failed miserably so far. So I figure if I could give you my
$5.
I do have two. I got two mouths to feed. Yes. I've quit my day job to full-time podcaster. So patreon.com/thecommercialbreak. Go there, become a member, and there's lots of other stuff besides just the one episode that you get, and you can see all that at Patreon. www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go to read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I. You can catch all of the YouTube episodes, and all of the audio episodes are available there. At The Commercial Break is our Instagram, and 470-584-8449 is where you can text us or leave us a message if you'd like to. That's in the United States, so press
about
1.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to get back into things.
Yeah, it's not like there's a ton of traffic going to that telephone.
Well, with the inauguration and everything this past week, it was crazy. So, but now I'm going to jump back in and call our line.
You're going to leave a message for our line?
I'm going to prank our line.
Chrissy's literally going to phone it in next week. She just leave a message and I'll put it right on the tape and everything will be cool. I don't even want to get into it. I'm just not even going to go there.
No.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Remember this song?
This is the theme to Gary's show. The theme to Gary's show. Gary called me up and asked if I would write his theme song. I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it?
Do you remember this song?
Yes.
Okay, so it's great. For those of you who don't know, who weren't alive when this show was even aired, Gary Shandling was a famous comedian who died a number of years ago, but he had two really big television hits. I mean, he was in a lot of movies and stuff like that. Yeah. He was known for The Larry Sanders Show, which is a piece of TV history. I mean, it's such a brilliant show. It's a show about him being a late night TV show host.
Yeah.
And all of the comings and goings of the late night television show that he has called The Larry Sanders Show, which is just super funny. It's like 30 Rock, a raw 30 Rock is kind of the best way to explain it. But then even before that, he had the Gary Shandling Show, which was him apparently in his living room just having people come in and talk. And it
was like we're doing.
Yeah, like we're doing. It was one of those shows. They broke the, what do they call it, the fourth wall or the third wall? Just how many walls are there in TV and how many do you have to break?
It's a barrier.
Yeah.
There's a glass ceiling.
It was the best show. And then yesterday I was in the shower and for whatever reason, I started whistling the Gary Shandling theme song. And I haven't seen that show in 20 fucking years. This is Commercial Break. You're watching Commercial Break.
Did you mean for that to be
right there? Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
I'm just putting my drugs right in front of everybody. It's allergy medication. I'm allergic to this microphone.
Yes. I just looked down and saw Brian's nasal spray.
For any of you who are wondering, that is how you break the fourth wall. Thank you. We needed that in this show. You got a new bed?
I did.
Tell me about it.
Made it. We made the leap from queen to king. It's a game changer.
Yeah. How so? What is the best thing about having a king bed?
Well, there's just more room.
Are you looking to get away from Jeff?
No, John and I love to snuggle, but not the entire night.
Okay, let me ask you a thing about relationships.
Yes.
So when you first get into a relationship, it's like snuggle time all the time. You want to be as close to somebody as possible in the bed. Yeah. How long did it take for you and Jeff to slowly start to separate each other? Because it happens with all couples.
Well, just like a week ago because we got a king.
So when you were in the queen, you guys were just on top of each other,
right,
and now
we were just snuggled up.
So does it feel strange to you that now you and Jeff are separated by a little bit of room, or does it feel like I finally have some room?
Well, we've slept in king beds before because hotels,
okay,
you know,
yep,
and
yep.
we've noted that it feels nice to have
a little bit of room
yes.
to yourself.
So this past year, I think a lot of other people are doing the same thing with pandemic. You're kind of reevaluating your
marriage.
Home. No. Well, some people are, yeah. But you're reevaluating like your surroundings.
Reevaluating your marriage. Are you surroundings? What does this mean? I'm just trying to say, hey, it's me. Hey.
Hello, Henry. Oh, Henry. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Is that on the Mayan calendar or the Chinese calendar? Which one is it? Happy New Year. How long are you going to say Happy New Year, you two dum-dums?
I say till the end of January.
I think the entire season is what you guys agreed,
yes.
if I remember correctly.
Yes.
So you're reevaluating your marriage. Tell me more about this. Mm-hmm. How are you and Jeff doing?
I did not say that. I said reevaluating your surroundings.
I think it'd be very broadly that one meant your marriage, because I was listening very intently. I don't know if you know, but I am a doctor of psychology as well as a doctor of vaginoplasty.
Oh.
Yes, I got a new degree in vaginoplasty. If you had, you know, need a little trim up or a tighten up, let me know. Yeah, it's going to the salon and getting your hair cut. Only it's major surgery, and you'll have many stitches.
Right.
So now that you have a king bed, is there room for a third? I'm just just wondering out loud
there
in my own head.
Technically, there is. Yes.
It's so good to see you. I know it's been a while.
So good to see you too,
I know. Man. I just finally got the invite to come back into America after being deported twice over the holidays.
Now that we've got a new president.
Now that we've got the new president, they've invited me back in. Yeah. That's right, everyone. Mm-hmm. It's a free-for-all down there. I don't know if you know this. There's a line of people waiting to get in the door, but Henry Fonda, since I am a...
Muscled your way to the front.
Yeah, I'm a diplomat. I don't know if you know that for my country. So I just kind of said, hey, I'd like to come back to the United States. And they said, come on in through the border, someplace down in Texas, and don't worry about it.
The water's fine.
The water's fine. It's actually very cold. I don't know if you know that. The desert is hot. The water is cold. It's a very treacherous thing we do. So I just wanted to tell you that I'm very happy. Happy New Year. Very happy that you had the merry holidays. And I'm so excited about this king bed because I think it opens up a lot of opportunities.
I was thinking of you, in the back of my mind while I pushed Jeff to get the king.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. In my country, the men do not sleep in the same bed as the women. This is a big, big no. You never do this.
Really?
The men tend to sleep at their mistresses' houses, and then the women sleep in their own bed. But let me give you a little piece of advice, because I know that you've been you took my last advice to heart, which I got hate mail about. So sorry.
Jeff was a little surprised at the mashed potatoes. We'll have
for those of you
that
don't know, this is number one rule marriage rule in my country is that if you're having marriage problems, you do the mashed potatoes.
Yes.
Can you remember what it is?
Yes.
Okay. It's when Jeff walks. Let's say that Jeff and Chrissy are having some nuptial problems. Jeff walks in the door and Chrissy is waiting on bended knee to punch him a couple times in the balls.
Yeah. Yes. He was a little surprised when I pulled that move.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, how did he react?
He was surprised.
I get excited personally. I love a surprise mashed potato dinner. I don't know. It's something. I don't know what's going on with me. But I talked to the doctor. I said, I love when they smash the mashed potatoes. And he said, you're not going to have children. But that's okay. Something about the sperm count. Okay, listen. So now that you've got this bigger bed, I just want you to know that I think our relationship can grow stronger because yours and Jeff's is failing miserably, according to your bed. Why get a king bed? Why not go smaller and not bigger? Isn't that like, don't you and Jeff want to be closer, not further?
No, it's all about sleep quality.
Sleep quality. I don't know anything about that.
New year, new health. You know what? Sleep is a big part of health.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Talk to Brian about that. Is that 16 minutes of sleep in the last 6 days? I love that. I think he loves his daughter, but man, she will not sleep for nothing. She needs a king size bed of her own. So, okay, well, listen, I just wanted to say Happy New Year, and I wish you guys all the best coming up in the future season two. You're welcome. Henry. I hope the door is. We have an open door policy
I'll
here.
See you soon.
I hope your bedroom also has that same policy.
Now that you're in the country,
make sure you tell Jeff I said hello. And if he's feeling a little stomach pain later on, it does not have to do with anything I put in the water. Okay, goodbye. Talk to everybody later.
Bye.
Always here to help your ego. Podcast universe. Ciao.
Ciao.
Oh, look, that's Henry's first season two visit.
Yes.
Yeah. Another eventful visit.
He's so sweet. He's so thoughtful.
He is. I'm not sure.
Offering marriage advice and doctor advice.
He's a doctor. He's doing vaginoplasty now, which is, you know, I guess that's the thing the kids are doing these days. I actually read an article that there in Hollywood, there was a doctor who said that in the last three, he was a vaginoplasty doctor.
Uh-huh.
And in the last 3 years, he said his average age of customer went from the 28 to 38 range to 18 to 25 range. So they're getting a lot of
ethical.
I'm not sure how much of plastic surgery in general is ethical, but I mean, listen, it's a thing. If people are willing to pay for it, then, you know, what are you going to do? And if you feel embarrassed about it, then okay, go get it fixed. But I don't know. I think you're right. I think a question about someone that's 18 years old right out of the gate getting your willy hoo-hoo all cut up, I'm not sure that's the thing to do. But so the bed is good. You guys are now...
Yes.
I guess the question was, is I was thinking about this the other night. Astrid and I are almost 6 years together. Almost. How long are you and Jeff together? Seven?
No, coming up on nine.
Coming up on nine?
Yes.
You and Jeff were together 3 years before Astrid and I met?
Mm-hmm.
Did I? Really?
Yeah, this May.
Nothing. Huh. It doesn't seem like it was that long. Like it's that long in between. But I was.
Well, you were. Busy.
I was floating down a river of Bud Light. Yeah. For some of that time.
The blackout years. Oh. Or you wish they were the blackout years.
I wish they were the blackout years. My blackout years were so bad. I remember some of my blackouts. Yeah, like right. I can remember blacking out on some of my blackouts. But I remember when Astrid and I got together, it was in almost every relationship where I would spend the night with somebody. It's like you're all over each other for that first. Yeah. I'm going to give it like 3 to 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then slowly you start to separate in the bed. It's like you're cuddling all night at the beginning. But then after a certain amount of time, it gets shorter and shorter how close you guys are getting. So in other words, you might spend all night cuddling at first. And then after 3 months, it's like you cuddle for the first 3 hours. And then you go to the bathroom and you come back and you're like, she's fine. I'm not going to wake her up. Well, I'm just going to be over here in the corner.
I have to say, I have never in all my years been an all night cuddler. Like I like targeted cuddles.
You like short term cuddling.
I do.
You like to get it all in.
Cuddle.
You cuddle in bursts.
Yes.
Yeah. Burst. You're a burst cuddler.
Burst cuddler.
Yeah. It sounds like a birth cuddler.
Cuddle burst.
I'm a birth cuddler.
There should be an emoji for that.
There should be an emoji for that, where it's just like you cuddle and then you separate. It's like, yes. Goes like this and then like
that. But there's
that.
A love. There's a little heart in between you still.
Yeah, I mean, relationships change over time. That's just the way that it happens. But I just remember the time when Astrid and I when we would cuddle all night. And that happened for probably many months, or most of the night for many months. But then slowly but surely, you start to step. Now I've got three children and two dogs in between. Right. I mean, it's the most unbelievable. It's unbelievable how children change your life fundamentally on every fucking level.
I've seen it with everybody that I know.
I know. And I mean, I'm sure even being like a stepmom, right? Mm-hmm. That children change your life in every fundamental way when they're around.
They're you know, teenagers now, but yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
the really small ones, though, they get in the bed.
Yeah.
My sister's going through it now.
Is she going through it? Did they sleep with her all night long?
They don't start off that way.
Oh.
They start in their own beds.
See, we don't even pretend.
Then they go.
I don't even pretend. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to pretend that my son's going to sleep in his own bed. I'm not going to put him there for posterity's sake to make myself feel better about, I'm trying. Because the truth is, I know that no matter how hard I try, he's going to come back in. And the truth is, there's some part of you there's some part of me that says to myself, well, he's not always going to want to sleep in the bed with me.
That's
so what's
true.
One more fucking night, right?
That's true.
And then we tried.
Until they're 18.
Yeah. Till they're 18.
Isn't that what you did? Yeah.
I'm not sure I ever slept in my parents, but I think my dad recognized me as Satan from the moment that I came out. And he was like, that kid? No, I don't want his karma anywhere around me. Speaking of Satan and karma, I don't know if you remember this, but I dated a woman. So I dated
Satan.
I dated a woman.
God. Okay. Where is this going? Because I do remember a couple of Satan-like that you dated.
So I dated a woman and it was a very rocky road for years, on and off, rocky road. Mm-hmm. But I had a queen size mattress in the apartment that I lived in and I had just gotten it. This is going to go somewhere. Trust me. I had just gotten it. And when I started dating this girl, obviously we slept in that bed a lot together.
Yes.
So then fast forward 3 years and we finally just kind of call it off for good. And then I start dating another woman. And as you do, when you get into a relationship, you start talking about the last relationship you had, right? It's not uncommon that you would go and have a conversation about the last relationship.
Correct. Yeah.
And so the new girlfriend identifies quickly this woman as the devil. And she demands, before she even sleeps in my bed, she demands that I take the queen size mattress out of the house. And she wants me to burn it in the bed. Do you remember this? Like she was like, I want you to put gasoline on it and I want you to set it on fire. I can feel
like
the bad
energy,
karma.
The karma, the energy, which worked out well.
Her and I are together to this day. Seven children, house on the hill, fence, 2.5 dogs. Grass-fed grass, baby. Grass-fed grass. Well, I wanted you to know that you and I, a couple of many, many episodes ago, we did an episode about a pickup artist. Do you remember this?
Oh, yes.
The Don Juan Parahan episode.
Oh, my God.
What do we call that episode? The Crackhead Casanova? The Crackhead to Casanova. And Then fast forward a number of episodes and we promised that we're going to do another Crackhead Casanova episode, but we never got to it. And at the end of the season,
Today is the day.
I want you to know that I have scoured the internet high and low.
For that same guy?
For that, not for the same guy. Can't find him. Can't. I think he's been scrubbed. I think he's been scrubbed. I think when they took all the
QAnon.
He might
have been at the Capitol.
He probably was. He's probably trying to pick up chicks. Hey, what's going on? You want to storm Nancy Pelosi's office with me and get a restraining order? I can't find him. I know he had multiple videos because when we recorded that, he had multiple videos.
He seemed dangerous.
He was fucking crazy.
Yeah,
he was for those of you that go back and listen to Crackhead Casanova and just don't mind all the sound quality because it's awful at that point. But it's like episode number 7 or something. But there is a guy and we highlighted him. We played like a number of clips about this guy and everything that he said basically would get you arrested or a restraining order.
It was everything wrong.
It was all wrong.
It was wrong. It was all wrong.
Horrible. Don't do this. Mm-hmm. Don't do what this guy said. But so I was like, okay, I got to go find another pickup artist type that we can highlight. Okay. And I have found our man.
Sweet.
For the more mature crowd out there, for the over 50 crowd.
Oh.
This is...
He's targeted?
You want to just get right into it? And we can just go for it?
Jump in.
Let's meet Frank. Here we go.
What is going on, everybody?
Whoa!
Whoa! What's going on, everybody? I've been taking steroids since I was 27 years old. And I just did 2 lines of cocaine, and I took some Red Bull right before I got on air.
Woo!
Woo!
Ah!
Yes.
And welcome to another video. If you're new here, welcome. My name is Frank Bernardo.
That's 2 welcomes in 1 minute. Just want to let you know that.
This channel is geared...
Frank Bernardo is who we're listening to. I want to make sure that we know who we're listening to.
I want to do a double welcome.
Yeah. Welcome. I'd like to welcome everybody. We want to welcome you. How welcoming can we be? Welcome. Just say welcome.
For all guys out there 50 and above who want to up their game, look and feel better about themselves. So gentlemen, at any time during a video, if you like what you see, if you find it informational, hell, if you even get a good laugh out of it, do me a favor, give it one of these and hit the subscribe button.
Not only do I want to subscribe, but I'm horny. I'm just horny because of this guy talking. I want you to know that Frank's chant, if you can find Frank Bernardo's channel on YouTube, he's got many, many videos. You can't see it because you're listening to this on a podcast unless you're watching YouTube, and I can't play it because it's someone else's YouTube video. I mean, I guess I could, but he has a channel and he focuses on entertainment, fitness, food, women, grooming, fashion, styling,
men with low T,
men with low T and erectile dysfunction. This guy, his opening montage has all, it just comes up and it says Frank Bernardo fashion, Frank Bernardo grooming, fashion,
fashion
expert. He's an all-around expert on everything over 50. If you have a dick, here we go.
So you don't miss my upcoming videos. So guys, you found this video for a reason, all right? Maybe you are suspecting your wife is cheating. And does it happen? Absolutely. You see,
absolutely.
Is your wife cheating on you? Absolutely. You found this video for a reason. Your wife asked for a divorce.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we always get labeled as a cheaters, but guess what? Our wives are actively cheating as well.
It's just like a huge assumption to make. Like,
I mean, is he talking to me?
I think
Henry?
He's talking to everybody. Oh, well, let's not even bring Henry into this conversation because then we got 2 fucknuts talking at the same time.
Oh, yeah, they're sexting other guys. They're going on dates. They're having full-blown affairs. Guys,
Wait, women are having full-blown affairs?
Absolutely.
Is this true?
Not in my country. This guy's out of his mind. What is he talking about? Women are sexting and having full-blown affairs. Women do not even have phones. This is crazy talk. This is crazy business. This guy is out of his gourd. Keep going. I'm having a good laugh over here. Okay.
Cheating is cheating. And if you feel that something's not...
Cheating is not cheating. Let me tell you something. Cheating is a way to a better marriage if you're a man. And cheating is, it's not even a thing. I don't think there's a word for it in my country. If a woman's doing it, I think it's called jail. That's what it's called, jail.
Not quite right. Come on, guys. Use your head. You got instinct. You're feeling in your gut. Chances are she's cheating on you. If you know the signs of a cheating wife, you can figure out what to do before the bad news hits you.
Wait, hold on.
Wait,
figure out what to do before the bad news hits you. But you, if you find out your wife is cheating, you can find out what to do before you find out your wife is cheating. You can literally roll back the hands of time. Nothing like I'm going to show you how to time travel right now.
Nothing Woo! Like a paranoid husband.
This guy sounds like the like a mix between Alex Jones and Dr. Phil. And he's saying it as if all women are cheating. Mm. Women are out there sex messaging. They're having full-blown affairs. They're literally sucking dick on the street corner.
We're going on dates.
Your wife's vagina's getting pounded right now in the gym, and you don't even know it. This guy sounds like he's been through many failed marriages, by the way. I'm just making an assumption, Frank. I'm sorry if I'm wrong.
Without further ado, let's get into tip number one that you might have a cheating wife. You disappeared from her social media. There used to be pictures of you and her. Lovely duck.
I would say that Frank's probably right about if you are not on her social media anymore and you're
now
married,
it's a new dude.
Yeah.
What's some other guy?
If you've been replaced by another guy on social media, your wife's probably having an affair
with that guy.
You probably also missed the divorce proceedings or the paperwork still in the mail. I mean, come on, Frank. What are you talking about? Now listen to how Frank talks about social media. This just cracks me up.
Vacations, daily stuff, grandkids, children.
Grandkids.
She's got grandkids with another wife? With another
out on
man?
Grandkids.
If your wife has grandkids you don't know about, she's probably cheating on you. You don't say, Frank. Tell you it isn't so.
Whoa.
All of a sudden, you're gone. Why is that? You're being ghost.
You're being ghost.
By your wife.
You're being ghost. It's ghosted, Frank. It's ghosted, not you're being ghost. What is this? This is an episode of Casper? Yeah, I know. If you have Nico on your homepage, dude, you're getting cheated on. Your wife is having an affair with a ghost dog. She's literally taking it up the ass from a dog that doesn't exist.
Why is that? Well, she wants to appear single. She wants to appear that she's not having a relationship. That's always a monster sign, is if you get ghosts.
If you get ghosts on social media, you're getting cheated on.
Social media, chances are, she wants to appear single, and something's up. Tip number two that your wife might be cheating on
and
you.
We were just on one?
Yeah, we were just
on one. Okay, now we're going to two.
I felt like we had like five different things in there. This video's only 4 minutes long, by the way. But the second I started watching it, holy, I was just like, I was sitting here at midnight last night, laughing out loud. I'm sure my children woke up because I was laughing out loud at this guy. His videos are, they're all precious. We're going to have to check in with Frank many times. This is the beginning of a fruitful relationship with Frank. I love you, Frank. Call me 470-584-8449. Leave a message.
Look at her cell phone, gentlemen. Now, if she's always had the ringer volume up on loud, which I'm sure she had for years, especially if you have kids and you're out at a restaurant, you're out at a function, she's going to want to hear that phone ring. And then all of a sudden,
hold on.
There's if your wife has ears, she's cheating on you.
Wait, I mean, the assumption that... Yeah. You're what, like that all women want their phone on loud all the time. And then all of a sudden, if she starts turning her ringer to silent to you in a restaurant,
I
mean, yeah. If all of a sudden she's courteous, then she's cheating.
If you're watching Ave Maria at the local orchestra and she's turned her phone off, you're fucked, cheating. Man. Call the divorce attorney.
Quick, take a picture and post it to Facebook.
That's right. Post it to Facebook of the two of you because you've been ghost. I dated this girl. She never called me back. I got ghosted. Ghosted. Put an ED back there, you fuckwad. He's okay. Just let me continue because he's funny in and of himself. That's we probably don't even classic. Need to make jokes.
Notice that phone has been on the silent mode for quite a while. So she switched. There's a reason why. Because she doesn't want you asking questions.
I thought he was going to say she doesn't want you, asshole. Yes.
If your wife doesn't want you. Questions. Yeah. If your wife doesn't like you, it's likely you're being cheated on.
She doesn't want you asking.
Just the audacity. I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. He says, if your wife has her ringer on and then she turns
this
it off.
This sounds like his personal story.
It is his personal story. Of course it is. Look how charged up this guy is. I mean, again, he's been on steroids and cocaine since the 80s.
He's been ghost.
Yeah, you should see this guy. He is just like built like a rock house. He's from, I bet $1,000 he's from Chicago with that accent. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
He sounds like my mom. He's like the male version of my mom.
So if that ringer is on the silent mode, chances are she's hiding something. And if you are at a function.
She's hiding the ringtone because she doesn't want to hear it, you
right.
Idiot. Everyone turns on and off their ringer. That's yes. Not a thing. It's not a thing.
Mine's off right now in the studio.
If I am... yeah,
I'm cheating on
mine's
you.
Mine's probably off. I should check that. You're cheating on me? If I turn off my ringer, if you're having an affair, I'm not saying that I am, but if you're having an affair, it's not about turning on and off the ringer.
It's really not.
It's really not. You're missing the whole fucking point, Frank. It's about not calling them, you know, not making evidence whatsoever, right? You have a secret phone number, like 470-584-8449. Right. Call me, Frank. I want to talk to you live on air.
If you are at a restaurant and you see her fidgeting on that phone a little bit, all right? She grabs it. You don't hear it ring. She hears the, she feels the buzz. She feels the hum. She knows she's getting her call in there. And then 10, 15 minutes, she's going to wait. She's going to want to go to the bathroom. She's going to want to contact that person. Don't let her take her phone. Get a reaction out of that. See if she gets jumpy. See if she gets fidgety. Tell her, just leave the phone right here. Go to the restroom.
See if she gets jumpy. See if she gets fidgety. Kidnap her. Hold her hostage exactly. There at the restaurant. What a chauvinist. What a fuck. What a fuck.
Oh,
I cannot imagine the drama would be caused if I told Astrid to leave her phone at the table when she went to the bathroom for no particular reason except for my fucking paranoia. Frank.
Yeah, I would be like, okay.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Weird.
Holdy, I want you to leave your phone right there. And if you get fidgety about it, I know you're cheating on me. That's great dinner time conversation, by the way. You should do that at
she grabs it real quick. Yeah. Grabs it real quick.
Yeah, I know. Can you imagine
goes
being...
to the bathroom. This exactly happened to him.
This whole thing happened to him. And only in hindsight did he realize that all of those things were signs that he was being cheated on. After he's had 5 years and six 20-year-old girlfriends to think about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Room, you'll watch it. And if she does, that's your chance to go through her phone and see who's calling her.
That's your chance to break the law right there.
Number three, that your wife might be cheating on you.
Number three.
All of a sudden, she's at the gym every day. She only used to go maybe 1 or 2 days a week.
Frank. It's all coming together now, Frank. I'm starting to understand what exactly happened
poor
to you.
Guy,
your
actually.
Wife was fucking the pool boy right
or
in front
trainer
of
yeah, at the gym.
Exactly, right in front of you, and you were too busy at Hair Club for Men that you didn't you didn't realize what was going on until it was too late. But that doesn't mean that every woman that goes to the gym is cheating on her husband. That's a ridiculous connotation.
No,
does connotation even make sense in that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, thank
you. 40 minutes, okay, in and out. Now, all of a sudden, she's up the game. She's there 5 days a week.
Five days a week.
She did go to the gym. She really didn't care what she looked like. She had her frumpy clothes
Wait,
on.
Hold on. Just pause this for 1 second, because let me just say this.
Clarify.
So, if she was just going 1 or 2 days a week, she didn't give a shit.
Shit what about
she
how
like.
She looked like.
Yeah.
That's why she was going to the gym.
Right.
To get fatter.
Like, you don't go at all.
At
if you
all.
You don't give a shit.
You don't give a shit what you look like. You're never going to the. By the way,
one
going to the gym
days.
1 or 2 days a week is a big fucking effort. Right?
It is.
Yeah. To get
absolutely.
Out of the house and go to the gym.
Yeah, absolutely.
First of all. And now he's saying.
And then maybe she got into it and liked it.
Yeah. Maybe she's feeling good about herself.
Yeah.
Maybe she's a human being, Frank.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe she wants some self respect. Maybe she wants to get out of the hole that you've dug her in the backyard to live.
Maybe
and
she's married to you.
Yeah. A true story. Mm-hmm. Frank.
No makeup, hair pulled up, didn't give a crap what she looked like. Now all of a sudden she's bought some new gym clothes. She's got her makeup all dialed up.
She has her own money. She's using a credit card. She knows how to go. She knows how to pay a bill. This is crazy.
Signs.
Yeah,
signs.
I know. Signs. A woman is cheating on you. Yep. She learned how to drive a car.
She learned how to speak.
Yeah. She talks in sentences. She can write a text message. She uses the bathroom without permission.
Right.
She gets out of bed before you tell her it's okay. She doesn't say yes when you tell her to put on her handcuffs. She speaks in public without approval.
Yeah.
Hair is pretty. She's taking more time and getting ready to go to the gym, all right? There's a reason why. She's trying to impress someone. But don't get too hung up on that. She could still...
Wait. Don't get too hung up on that part just said was the worst part. But don't get hung up on that part. Has he got a fourth one?
He's got a seventh one.
Oh, okay.
We're only halfway through. I'm okay. Sorry, but it's just
funny.
It's so funny.
I feel bad for people that believe it though.
Baby, there have got to be, say baby like you're my wife. I'm sorry about that. That was so fucking rude.
You're cheating on Astrid.
Yeah. And you're cheating on Jeff. We've been busted. We've been having an affair this whole
time. In front of everyone.
This whole time they thought we were doing a podcast.
Her routine in the gym because she wants to impress somebody outside that gym. Therefore, she's not going to care what she looks like at the gym. She's still up in her routine. Why? Because she's trying to impress somebody else. That's what women do. All of a sudden, they find a guy, might be a younger guy. Oh my God, I'm a little bit overweight. They're going to get in there and they're going to pound it.
They're going to pound it.
They're going to pound it. It might be a younger guy. I mean, this is this guy's life story, literally. Yeah,
this is literally, this guy is telling you what went
what
down.
What happened?
Yeah, this is the
his
kind of...
His wife started cheating on someone, started cheating on him with someone from the gym that was younger and that would get up and she would go to the bathroom and talk to him.
You are spot on. This guy is so emotionally immature that the only way that he can deal with the emotions of what happened to him, which is unfortunate, Frank, if your wife really did.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Your sad times.
But now you're just so angry and bitter about it that the only thing you can do is go on YouTube and make public videos that showcase you and hot young women.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Hi. All I was waiting for him to break through a wall like the fruit punch guy.
The Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
The brick wall.
You're going to want to look their very best. Pay attention to that sign, gentlemen. Tip number four to your wife.
Sounds, if your wife is pretty, that's a bad
that's
sign.
That's a bad sign.
That's
yeah.
terrible.
And when you say pay attention, gentlemen, it sounds like, Frank, there's nothing you haven't paid attention to. I mean, being with you must be like 24-hour-a-day school monitoring or something.
Yeah.
If she takes off her ankle monitor without giving you notice, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Wife might be cheating on you. So all of a sudden, she's not telling you what's going on in her life. There's a disconnection. You know, a woman who is cheating, subconsciously, they disconnect from you. They're worried about the other person. You're the last thing on their mind. So if you feel that disconnection, chances are, gentlemen, her mind's on someone else. Tip number five.
If you feel a disconnection from your wife, you have bigger problems.
I would feel a disconnection from Frank if I was married to him. Being honest.
I feel a disconnection from Frank, and I'm just honest. I'm just a guy listening on his YouTube channel.
I feel disconnected from him.
But I want you to hear. So I've left this whole thing intact, basically. So I want you to listen because there's a reason. He just said, if a woman stops paying attention to you, then you're in real trouble. But we'll listen to a future point and see why Frank is contradicting himself all through this video.
Okay. If your wife is cheating on you, all of a sudden she's dressing a lot nicer. I don't care if it's for work, again, the gym, or going out with friends. Before, it used to be very casual.
Again, the gym.
Yeah.
Again, the gym.
Again, the gym. So we know that his wife
the gym is
met
like
her
a sticking
mistress,
point.
Mister, at
or
the
mistress.
Gym. Or mistress. Could have been a mistress. You never know.
Yeah.
Frank is really...
He's sore
listen,
about the
Frank,
gym.
Maybe the woman just has some self-respect. Like, maybe she just wants to dress up nice. Did you ever think about that?
Yeah,
no, Frank didn't think about that. Because Frank has an emotional block right in his head. It's like a 2-ton barbell sticking through Frank's spinal cord. He's Abdullah Mumjumlada.
Flats, casual outfit, conservative top, nothing crazy. All of a sudden, guys.
All of a sudden, her tits are hanging out.
She's got cleavage.
She's got nipple rings.
It's summer.
She's wearing badge checks.
She's not wearing her overall prison uniform.
She's got a thong bikini that she wears to pick up the kids from school.
Yep. That's
nice poker
summer.
Just went up.
That's the sign.
We got some heels, some hot slacks, maybe a nice
hot
dress,
slacks.
A little cleavage. Well, guess what, guys? Is that for you? Hell no. She's trying to impress someone else. Tip number six, that your wife might be cheating on you.
Six.
All of a sudden, she's Miss Generous.
Oh.
You're getting some home-cooked dinners. You're getting random gifts.
You're getting blowjobs at the dinner table.
The mashed potatoes.
You're getting mashed potatoes left and right.
I made
you're getting a pinky in the asshole.
That makes no sense.
That makes no sense, Frank. You just said that if she stops paying attention to you, if you feel disconnected,
that's a sign.
But now the sign is if she's paying attention to you,
home-cooked meals, your story straight. Sign, ding, ding,
that's
ding,
right.
Ding.
You know, right before one of Frank's ex-wives delivered him, I feel like this probably happened multiple times to Frank, actually. Yeah. I feel like Frank is like a six-wife kind of guy, and they get younger each time he gets married.
Similar to Larry King.
Similar to Larry King had nine wives. That's crazy. Nine lives and nine wives. Yeah. I feel like right before she handed him the divorce papers, she gave him a blowjob with a pinky in the ass, and he was like, wow, never had that before. That's great.
Yeah.
By the way, why are you going to the gym so much? I noticed your phone was on silent.
You got those hot slacks on.
Yeah.
I've been seeing you wear those hot slacks.
I can see Frank's head just like struggling to figure out what's going on. You know, you were cheating on me? Really? All those silent messages? All that time at the gym? All the nipple showing outfits you wore? Yeah. All those times you went out with your friends and you forgot
Ring her
to tell
on
me?
Silent.
Oh my God, Frank.
You're getting special treatment. And you haven't even argued. Well, why is that?
And you haven't even argued?
Oh my God. This guy.
Living with this guy must be like a roller coaster.
Can I just ask you, does he profess to have any kind of degree or experience?
Oh, no. No, not that I saw.
Just the experience of being cheated
on. I'm only a couple of episodes into Frank. Like, Frank has 75 videos.
Oh, my God.
And so there's so much more to dig in here. And so I have a feeling that in season two, we're at least three Frank episodes.
Yeah, we got
it. Like,
be.
I'm putting it on the calendar. We got to be three Frank episodes, whether that be a Patreon episode, a regular episode, whatever. This is just classic.
Frank.
This is like classic douchebaggery. This is the definition of a fucking lug nut.
Why does he have so many videos, and why does he think he's
Because he's talking about fashion and dining and, you know, grooming. He literally talks about grooming. Like, he cuts his own hair. I mean, it's just...
Oh, wow.
Okay, let's continue with this, and we'll get to more Frank videos at a different time.
Gentlemen, she's guilty. She feels guilty, and she psychologically needs to make this up to you. So this makes them feel better by doing things for you.
I have a feeling, Frank, that whoever cheated on you had no urge to feel better about themselves. They were probably like, you're getting what you deserve, you chauvinistic fucktoir.
I mean, he's on the YouTube doing videos all day.
Well, he's doing that to get back at all the women who cheated on him to show them that he's doing fine. Hi, I'm Frank.
Welcome.
I feel great about myself. Welcome.
Do you have low T?
Are you suffering from erectile dysfunction? Try out the Provacure 3000 penis pump. This video is sponsored by Provacure. Oh, hair jackrabbit vibrating cock ring with extender. With the extender, I love it.
No sign. She's all of a sudden doing all this stuff for you. Pay attention, because that's a backdoor cheating sign. Tip number 7, that your wife is cheating on you. And guys, this is obvious as hell, but we're going to talk about it anyway. If she's upped her going out game, whether it's with friends or at work, all right, that's a huge...
If your wife gets friends, you're in trouble.
If she's going to work every day, boom.
I have a hard time believing that Frank ever let his wife out of the house for work.
Yeah.
Sure, you can have a job, honey. Polish my balls.
Huge red flag. That is the number one single biggest red flag is more going out time. They can come up with excuses that they have work-related duties to do after work. But if she's never done them and all of a sudden she's required to be there, I would definitely check
all of a sudden
into
she
that.
Got a promotion.
And again, all of a sudden her friends want to see her more.
All of a sudden she's making her own money. You're fucked.
Yeah. She's got friends from the gym.
She's got friends from the gym and from life and from school friends. If you allow her to have friends, you're screwed. Bury her back in her hole in the backyard. Make sure the ankle monitor has extra batteries. Charge that ankle monitor while she's in bed. Double check the GPS, make sure it's working. Backup generator on the ankle monitor. Tie a backup generator to the ankle monitor.
You can get ghost.
Frank, you could get ghost. Get Ghost.
She's just,
it's like Get Lost, but Get Ghost. Get Ghost. That's the new. That's our new term. We're going to say Get Lost, and somebody will be like, Get Ghost. That means take me off your Facebook page forever. If you're married and your wife takes you off her Facebook page and blocks you, you're probably getting cheated.
If your wife blocks you on Facebook,
she doesn't want to wear the handcuffs out to the grocery store.
Goes to the gym and has friends.
Yeah.
You're shit creep.
Fucked, man. Yeah.
Deciding to go out, it doesn't happen, guys. That'd be just like you doing that. You know we can't do that as men because women are going to pick up on that, you know, 1, 2, 3. But they think we're stupid, okay? Use the same psychology they use on us back at them.
What?
And if you do suspect...
What in the good fuck is he talking
about? I don't know. I just tried to...
Block it out?
No, I tried to follow him, yeah. But I couldn't. I lost it.
Come here, honey. Give me a kiss. She wanted to give me a kiss. She wanted to smell if I had alcohol on my breath or if I had any type of
pussy on my breath.
All right? You need-
if I had crack whore on my breath.
Wait, if his wife is asking if he has alcohol in his brother, wanting to smell his breath, he's had a problem before.
He's had this problem.
Something yeah. has happened.
He's been sober 5 years. Something happened. 5 years after my fifth divorce. I learned my lesson after my 12th DUI.
Yeah, that's not the first thing you go to.
No, it's not.
No, if there hasn't been an issue in the past.
Yeah, and listen, if you need to come home without alcohol in your breath because that's a demand of your wife, you got bigger problems than whether or not she's cheating on you. You got to go to rehab, dude. It just makes no sense. This is not adding up, Frank. You're telling your life story.
She's made a home-cooked dinner for you.
Yeah. She's giving you a blowjob.
But she needs to smell your breath.
She needs to smell your breath first. Frank, you're telling your story in a top 10 list, and it's so transparent. It's so transparent, man.
You do the same thing to them. See if they get nervous. See if they're giving you resistance, okay? Check out their...
See if they're giving you resistance. This is 2021. Where are we living? In Iran? See if they give you resistance. See if they give you resistance. Hit them over the head with a hammer. God.
Whoa.
Clean up the evidence. Call the state police. Frank. Tell them it was an accident.
Frank.
Demeanor. You're going to pick up on that right away.
Right
That's
away.
That's going to conclude today's video.
Oh, you thank God.
I've been waiting for this
I don't
moment.
Know how much more I can take, Frank. Oh, my God, dude. That's the creepiest, creepiest, creepiest thing. I mean, listen, it's great entertainment. You got to admit.
Absolutely. Frank's got great entertainment. I just feel bad for anybody that thinks it's real.
I feel bad for anybody who's married to Frank.
Yeah, exactly.
Poor Frank's wife. Probably 2 or 3.
She's looking good, though. She's been hitting the gym.
Yeah, she's been hitting the gym.
Pounding.
Yeah, she's got those younger men pounding away. Just pounding away.
She's honed her cooking skills. Yeah.
She's honed her cooking skills.
She's got a brand new iPhone. Yeah.
If your wife pulls out some new blowjob techniques, you're really fucked. That's my cheating. You know what my top 10, my number one sign of cheating is? If you catch them cheating.
Yeah.
If you get caught in the act, exactly. That's when you're cheating. Otherwise, don't run around paranoid.
No.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It absolutely.
Trust me. If you run around squeezing people
can
too
smell
tightly.
Your breath.
Yeah, sure. It's going to smell like Lipton tea and allergy medication.
Zycam.
I'm addicted. Like millions of other people, that Zycam gets you. Once they clear your nose once, it's like, wow, that's the best feeling in the world. Did you know your nose, this is true, your nose has a rhythm. And so it's usually not both nostrils clear at the same time. One will close and one will open. So this is true. And that's there's a lot of breath work around that in meditation. But Zycam will clean you right. Zycam will take care of that problem right away. And then you'll be cleared. Addicted for years, like I am. It's
oxygen straight to your brain.
I just love it. I'd love to be able to just breathe deeply. It's one of my things. If your wife is breathing deeply,
that's a sign.
If both her nostrils are clear at the same time, it's a sign.
If she's gone to the ear, nose, and throat doctor, a lot.
Yeah, how many times you need to go to the ear, nose, and throat doctor? Well, if you're using the Provocur 3000 no hair jackrabbit cock ring with extender, has been known to have some side effects, like double nasal clogging. That's why Private Cooler 3000 O'Hare Jackrabbit Cock Ring with Extender comes with a free bottle of Zycan.
Give you a little taste.
Give you a little taste, just a little. We won't pay for the rest. The first one's on us. www.patreon.com/thecommercialbreak is where you can go to listen to the Friday episodes, see the Friday episodes, actually.
Thank you for listening and watching.
Thank you for listening and watching. Thank you for supporting us on Patreon at The Commercial Break. Please follow us on Instagram, and you can find all of our pertinence on social. We have a link tree there, so you can find everything to YouTube and all the other links there, or you can find it at www.tcbpodcast.com. 470-584-8449. It's a 1. It's the United States, so press a 1 if you're out of the country. We love you. I love you.
I love you.
This has been another great program. Yes. Another more family entertainment here at the Commercial.
Yeah, very family friendly.
Until next time. Bye.
The Commercial Break Friday episodes can now be found on Patreon at patreon.com/thecommercialbreak. New episodes are available on YouTube every Tuesday. Visit www.tcbpodcast.com for more information on all of our content. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram or leave us a message at 470-584-8449. The Commercial Break is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley. The Commercial Break. Tune it in and ride it out.